Tiberi, we're in Sadi Beis Ebches, where the Ramati N brings up a certain din. We're actually going to start not from the Sadi Beis side of it, from Kufay, and we're going to talk about this rule, this principle, called Ana Balu Yetzim Kliblei Raitiv. So just for starters, what that means is a balua means something that's not an inherent tam, doesn't, you know, a piece of meat has its own tam to it. But this is not the piece of meat, this is it absorbed tam from something else, the balua. So then tam from a balua can't transfer from one thing to another. We'll see ma'ochel, ochel, and kli, kli. It can't transfer from one thing to another unless there's roitiv. Okay? Roitiv means some kind of significant amount of sauce or liquid there to help the transfer happen. Okay? So it doesn't happen. Things that are balua won't transfer by themselves. Things that are not balua will transfer, but things that are balua won't transfer unless there is right. Okay, and one of the main riots to that din comes with the din of Tipas Cholov, where the Gemara talks about that a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat, and how much of the meat in the pot becomes traded for, when does the milk become bottled, all kinds of parts, the details to that din. But the things like this. Who cares that the milk only fell on one piece, but all the pieces are touching each other, so why doesn't the time keep on going from there and on and on and on and on? So you see from there that since the milk is only balua, it's only absorbed into the meat, it's not inherently part of it, it's not the inherent taste of the meat, it's only balua, so since it's only balua, so the balua doesn't transfer to the next thing unless it's right there. Now, the Gemara never says makes a rule called ein habluah yotzei. The Gemara never says such a rule like that. It's our understanding of that then. Then it talks about right there. That Gemara talks about right there, needing right there for things to happen, but it never says there's such a rule that says, oh, because it's balua, ein habluah yotzei, those words are from Rishonim. They make up this rule called ein habluah yotzei, but it comes from this Gemara Tipas Cholov, to the point that Sefer Chuma, who's one of the earliest Rishonim that I know of, who talks about this, says that if you work out the cheshbonos, if you don't hold the chanan b'shari surim, then means if you're makel about chanan b'shari surim, then you have no right to this din in a b'lo yetzei, because the reason why the time is not transferring is not because of in a b'lo yetzei. The reason why the Gemara's case the time doesn't transfer is because of the no chanan b'shari surim. Which, so what does that mean? So the Mechaber holds, it's not Machaber for Chanan B'Shari Surim. Even Ramad Mikra didn't hold that there's no Chanan B'Shari Surim. So really the Sefer Truma says, so in Cain you should have no right to this din of Ena B'Loyete. Now there are other riots to the din, not such as strong riots. But others don't bring this. They don't mention this thing, which I'm saying in Cheshbon it works out that we should say if you make about Chanan B'Shari Surim, which Mikra didn't we are, then you shouldn't be Machmir of Ena B'Loyete. But somehow that never made it past the Sefer Truma. Hagam that he's one of the Iker sources for this din. Okay. So we understand Ena B'Loyete Mikli Kli. I'm sorry. So now the case in the Gemara is Tam going from an Oichel to an Oichel. And I told you that the milk fell into the pot, and it doesn't transfer from that piece to other pieces there. So it doesn't go from an oichel to an oichel. It does not transfer. Okay, that's the Gemara. There are other riots, but that's the riot we're going to focus on. It's the main riot. Doesn't go from there. So the Rashi says, okay, that's fine. He says, so tell me, if bleas don't transfer from one thing to another without roitiv, he says, so now we have another Gemara. We have the Gemara of Nat Barnat. Okay, the Gemara, what's the Gemara of Nat Barnat says is that if you have a piece of fish and you put it onto a fleshed plate, so you can eat that fish with milk, okay, you can eat it with kutak, you can eat it with dairy foods afterwards. Why? Because it's Nat Barnat. Tom has to go from the meat into the plate, from the plate into the fish, and so it's Nat Barnat, and you can eat that with milk. Okay, we're not talking about Nat Barnat today. But the Rashi says, wait a second, if bleas don't transfer without roitiv, so then no Tom will transfer from the plate into the fish. So who needs it then of Nat Barnat? Who cares whether this new thing called Nat Barnat? We don't need Nat Barnat. There's no time transfers because Ena B'lo Yetzei. The plate is fleshig. There's not a piece of meat. It's fleshig. It has a blea of fleshigs in it. So it has a blea of flesh. So bleas can't transfer without right there. So I put a piece of fish onto the plate. No time should transfer. So who needs it then of Nat Barnat? Okay, so he's asking kasha on this thing. Again, there's no gemara that says there's a rule of ein ablo yetzer. It's medayik from a gemara.
Did you differentiate here that I missed at any point between
That's what we're getting to. That's what we're getting to. You see there's four boxes on this chart? Okay. So this is the Rashba's Kasha. The Gemara says, the Raya comes from a Gemara about going from an Oichel to an Oichel. The Rashba says, wait a second, but I see this din by, there's a din of, by not, by, we need not for not to be naked about the fish, not this kid. So the Rashba says, that tells you that from a Kli, Tam does transfer. It only doesn't transfer from an Oichel to an Oichel, but from a Kli, it will transfer, okay? So only from Oichel, is there such a rule of Ein Ablo Yetzer, but not from a Kli. So he says, what's the difference? If Bli is transferred and they transfer, what's the difference? So he says like this. He says, when you have a food, let's say you have a piece of meat, the meat has its own tam to it. So when I put in another tam into it, now it's a mixture of tam, and somehow it's harder for the mixture of tam and won't transfer without reitus. But if you have a kli, there's nothing. It's just there's a piece of metal. So the tam that's in there is just floating by itself. It's like easy for that tam to get out, and you don't need reitif to get it out. As opposed to the oichel, you sort of have to extract the tam out of the rest of the tam. Do I know what I'm talking about? No. So he says it's from a kli. It's just like sitting in a container. It's easy to get it out. So tam transit, a balur will transfer. But from oichel, it doesn't work like that. From oichel, it's harder to get it out, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay, so. He says, "Ubma'at resicha yotzes b'liyasa mehem." Okay, whatever, because it's loose, it's just like floating in the air, and works out. Okay, so these two didn't, that from oichel to an oichel, there's no time transfers, and from a kli, there is transfer. That's in Simon Kofesh. Mechaber brings in Simon Kofesh, I should have put on the screen. In Simon Kofesh, halacha zayin, the Mechaber brings this in, "Ena b'lo yotzes me'oichel l'oichel b'lo reitiv." And the Ramah sticks in over there, the part that says from this Rashba, that from a kli will be yotze. Okay, and the Taz sticks in one more case. The Taz sits in another case, that it goes from an oichel to a kli, it will not transfer either. Okay? It's only, the Rashba is saying to us that tam transfers from a kli, it could transfer because it's sitting by itself. But if it's from an oichel, then it makes a difference. From an oichel to an oichel, just like the Gemara says, from an oichel to an oichel can't transfer, so too from an oichel to a kli can't transfer either. But below right. Again, a blue can't transfer like that without right. Okay. So now, if you look at the Rashba, I told you the Rashba says the logic of what he says is because the tam of a kli is just sitting in there and it's easy to get it out. So if you would look at that, you would say is that the what it depends on where the bli is. It's in a kli. So if it's in a kli, it can get out. It shouldn't make a difference of what it's going into. Okay, it depends if it's coming from an oichel or from a kli. It shouldn't make a difference if it's going to an oichel or to a kli. It's only depending on where it comes from. The Rashba says, because it's like sitting there in a container, just empty and ready to come out. So the Shah says, the problem is that the Ramah, in our din said, ein ablo yotze mikli l'kli. Okay, the Ramah says that he says not to do l'chatchila, we'll talk about that in a second, but the ikar din we say is, belief does not go mikli l'kli. So the Shah says, and it's not just in our case, it's in other cases, and others who say the same thing also. Our din in Tzadi Beis said, because the Ramah said, don't worry about it, midi the havi ashtek there is no yuguzu bezu, the ain't oysen zu azu migia. There's no belief, yaitz mikli l'kli, but without any right to. So he says, so what's going on over here? He says, the Ramah in Kufhei brings the Rashba who says from a kli is different. Blue can't come out from a kli. Well, but in our din, the Ramah says that blue can't go from a kli to a kli. So what's the difference? He says, like, a kli shouldn't do it, but in Ikkar din, Tom does not transfer from a kli to a kli. Okay? So, for that matter, why like a chila? If blue don't transfer, don't go me something to something, then why, special by the case of a kli, is he saying, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it? Why is he more, mikli l'kli, is he machmir? But l'chatchila doesn't say to be machmir on that. So what's going on here? What's the reason?
Is it the Shach talking?
No, this is now my, this, I'm just asking you a question. The first part is the Shach.
Who says l'chatchila, you should be machmir?
Ramah says l'chatchila, to be machmir. Ramah says l'chatchila, to be machmir. So that's my question, just say, well, why l'chatchila should be, are you being machmir, okay? What's the l'chatchila? But it's the Shach's question, which is if the Rashba said was that from a kli is different because it's where it comes from, what's the meaning of what it goes to? Okay, so So the answer is, I don't know. Oh, okay, I shouldn't say I don't know. Okay. The answer is, it's not clear. Somehow, going into an oichel makes it different than going into a kli. The shachs points
it. You could posit some kind of thing, you know. It needs the food as a kli to draw out. And so if it's coming out of a kli, it has that mylan out. Oichel is schlepping it out, it'll come out.
So wait. So you could say all of that. You could say all of that if you only open the Shulchan Aruch. If you just saw this chart, then you could say, yeah, it has to do with oichel dragging it out, all kinds of things like that. The Rashba, the din that from a kli is different comes from a Rashba. Okay, the Rashba is then based on the din of Napranat. Okay, and the Rashba, it all has to do with what it's coming from. He doesn't say anything to what it's going to. He says, because it's coming from a kli, the kli is empty, and the bleeds are absorbed, they're just sitting there, it's different than an
Eichel. Do you want to know how do we know this? That from kli to kli is different?
I think it's
no.
A different svara that Eichel conforms to the kli. It's literally no barrier. It's supposed to kli to kli, it's scientifically.
You're missing my point. I'm not saying we can't think of an answer. I'm saying is that the din that a kli is different comes from a Rashi who says the kli is different because in an oichel the food is mixed with other things.
That's not the context of
the Rashi. No. The Rashi went from a kli to an oichel actually. So the Rashi says the reason why kli is different from kli to coming from a kli to an oichel is different from an oichel to an oichel is because in an oichel the food is mixed with other tamim, mixed with the other tam that's in the kli, the oichel, and in a kli, it's sitting empty. The kli is just the bli is just in there. It's mixed with metal. There's nothing mixed with anything. So that has to do with where it's coming from. He didn't say anything to where it's going to. So I'm not saying we can't give explanations. We can make up explanations. But where do they come from? Well, why did the writer didn't say that?
Who says this chiluk between bantu, kli, oichel, and kli?
Doesn't the Gemara say kli, kli?
No, there's no, it ain't no Gemara. No, all of this is all very vague, Mr. Beginning. All this is very vague. There's no Gemara to anything. Even the whole thing that in a blue year, not everyone agrees to it, not everyone agrees to it, because it's not a Gemara. It's a diak and a Gemara of Tipus Cholov, which not everybody agrees to that. Okay, but anyhow, these are rules. Shouldn't see that yet. Okay. So, I have a potential long explanation for why the Rambam is machmir l'chatchila. I'm not going to tell it to you, okay? I'm going to spare you. A long explanation for why maybe the Rambam is machmir l'chatchila in one specific case. It's only machmir in one case l'chatchila. For now, I'm going to tell you, because it's going to hit the bottom. Mikli l'kli. Rambam says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. The other case, he did not say that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. We'll go with a simple reason, which is going to be again in a second, which is, people says maybe the reason to be marked with l'chatchila is because you have to always be worried if it's mikli l'kli, maybe there'll be food inside the kli and it'll spill over, and all of a sudden they'll be right there, so you should be marked with them. Okay, let's say for that for now. Okay, so now I'm going to give you just a few details, but not get to them later on. I'm just going to mention we're talking about Enabul Yotze, three different problems about that thing. Aside from these kind of bigger problem. One is, when the Isser is a Davar Shamin, is a fatty type of a food, then it does transfer. Enabul Yotze is only for, regular foods. When it's a Davar Shamin, it does. And in this, for this kind of a din, usually we say we're not bekeem enough to know what's a Davar Shamin. For this case, we do. We are.
Where does that come from?
Which one come from?
The Chumrah of Shamin. Let's
see what it says is. Mechavim Kofhei. A lot of this is in Kofhei, it's in the Mechavim Kofhei. Okay, it says that if it's Zav HaShamim, then it's okay.
It's not okay.
That it's not okay. Then we do say Blue Yotze. Okay. Next is, when time transfers a Blue Yotze, it doesn't necessarily transfer completely. Okay, and then we have to start thinking about there's a Klippas and Kofhei, and Atilas, there's all kinds of those kinds of rules of how much, even if in cases it does transfer, it's not necessarily does it transfer completely. And the last thing is that, Prima Gavim says, is that when we say blue is not Yotze without Roitiv doesn't mean moisture. Okay, it means Roitiv, like a lot of liquid there. Okay, and literally the word Roitiv means a sauce. Okay, it means like a lot. There's something a lot there. He says just a little bit of moisture on the outside of a kli is not enough for us to say that that's considered blue Yotze. Okay. I'm sure that's again the cases. I'm saying he's talking about the word right there, which will come, that punk, that word is in the Gemara that this whole thing comes from. Tipus Chavto uses the word right there. It needs to be right there, not just to have a little moisture. Okay. Now,
right there is a lot.
like a meaningful amount of liquid, as opposed to just like a little bit of condensation on the outside of the liquid. What did you say?
Why does roitzen mean a lot?
No, roitzen means sauce.
Right.
But that's meant to give over the impression of this meaningful amounts rather than just little drops. Because somehow, I'm not sure. Okay, some examples, industrial, before we get to the real case. Okay, there's a few cases industrially where seemingly, or potentially, this din of eir bo yotze would be negeh. Okay, where kelim are touching each other. Okay, usually you don't think of kelim touching each other. What would a treif kelim be touching a kashrut kli? Okay, so I came up with some examples. Okay, one is, there's such a thing as a double-plated heat exchanger. Okay, and that means is, when a company is super afraid of, they're really worried that food is going to leak through a pinhole leak into the steam or into the hot water, what they'll do is they make a heat exchanger that has double plates. Instead of one plate being between the, let's say, the hot water and the milk, instead of one plate being there, they have two plates being there. And this way, in case something leaks, let's say the milk would leak, it won't hit the water. It'll fall into a space in between them.
What's in that cavity?
Empty. It's empty. There's just two pieces of metal touching each other.
It's a vacuum?
No, just nothing. Just two pieces of metal touching each other.
It's extremely inefficient.
Yeah, it's less efficient, but what they're gaining from that is, in case there's ever a leak, they don't have to worry about things transferring over to the other side. Okay? They're being extra careful about transferring. In case there'd be a hole in the metal, it won't get to the other side, because you'd have to be two holes in the same place. That would not going to happen. So it'll just fall out to the bottom. You know? Okay, up to such a thing. Okay, to such a thing. There's another thing, is that there are jacketed kettles. Usually in a jacketed kettle, the jacket is filled with steam. Okay, but there's such a thing of jacketed kettles where inside the kettle are coils. Okay, steam coils running through the jacket. So it's not, the steam is not in the jacket, the steam is in a coil that's in the jacket. In which case, the coil, the steam coil is touching your kettle, but there's no time transfer between them. Okay, so you don't have to worry about time going into the steam system, because this time goes through the metal into nothing. It hits the next clee. It's a blade going to clee to clee. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, this a similar thing, if you could call it. Another example is in some tanker trucks, will have, it looks like one plain trailer on the back, like every other truck, but really there's two compartments on the inside, okay, and they're touching each other. Okay, when you want to have, that way you can carry two small loads rather than one big load. Okay, the case, I know this has nothing to do with us, but the case, like a normal case is like for a gas station. Okay, and the gas station gets gasoline in a bunch of different levels of gasoline. So the same truck can bring them two different kinds, a half a load of this and a half a load of this, of the 87 and the 92, because they have, it's one truck comes, but it has two things on the inside. It has a nice big shiny cover on the top, but on the inside there's really two different tanks on the inside.
I'll tell you a practical example.
Yeah.
Tanker trucks are insulated. Mm-hmm. It's a hollow shell in the middle, and sometimes they are heated.
Mm-hmm.
But those are steam coils going through the open space.
Steam coils underneath the tank, correct. Correct. Oh, that's a good point. So the blade doesn't go straight. Wouldn't go from the food into the into the heating material.
Right.
Okay.
As opposed to rail cars, when they heat them, they have steam coils going literally through the open cavity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay. That's a good point. Okay. That's good. Okay. And one last thing is that we once talked about that there are ways for things to be attached to each other that make them yes one clean, like through welds and certain kinds of ways that make something yes it is one clean. That all, the rules of inable don't work anymore. Okay, now, another example where this came up, this is a different type of example.
So you say that
it's a good question. It's a good question. In all the cases that I told you, in almost every case that I told you, it's not even clear that the kelim actually touch each other. Okay, it's not clear they actually touch. Like the coils that are inside of a jacketed kettle, I'm not convinced that they actually touch the kettle. I'm not sure if they do or they don't. And there's a question whether it works with Hashgacha. And in the case I told you, if you remember, this is what I was supposed to tell you is, the Prima Gordon said that the reason why we kill Hachila about kelim touching each other is because they might spill. Okay, in none of these cases can something spill. Okay, in other words, they're sealed things. They're not things that can. They're solid things. We could talk about it. Okay, I'm going to talk.
We don't see bleeds even. You know, if it's not within the jackets, it's not percent. It's that, you know, so maybe
it's being filmed.
But
we're laughing. Anyway, that's okay. Yes, we can say it. That's fine. We can tell people the truth. That's okay.
So, you know, maybe, okay, fine. So, okay, even though it's right, we don't see it, we'll be masculine, but, you know.
Okay. There we go. Okay, that's fine. Okay, now, I have another case. where it's more sort of lemaisa, and that's like this. On for Pesach, we tell people that they shouldn't use decaffeinated coffee unless they know how it was decaffeinated, and that's because, why? Because when you decaffeinate coffee, you mean you have to put some kind of a solvent through the coffee beans to get the caffeine out. Okay, so you decaffeinate, you remove the caffeine from them. So the concern is, one of the ways to do that is with a chemical called ethyl acetate. Ethyl acetate possibly is chametz. Okay, it could potentially be chametz. So if you decaffeinate with ethyl acetate, then the beans now have, you've taken that, you've used this chametz on top of it, and then you have problems potentially of it being chametz. Okay, we're not here to talk about whether that's a real chashash or not. We're accepting that that's a chashash. Okay, well, the decaffeination is done to the green beans, okay? Green beans, in coffee terms, means beans before they're roasted. If you roast them, they're brown. Before them, they're called green beans, okay? When they're fresh. They're fresher beans, they're called green beans. When they're green.
That's what he looks up with green beans.
Right, that's correct. So you decaffeinate, and then you roast it. So the question is, if decaffeinated coffee has a problem of this ethyl acetate, so then the roaster became chametz then. So how can you even drink not decaffeinated coffee? The regular coffee, it was made in the same roaster. It's the same roaster. What's the difference? It's a roaster for all the coffee in the place. So today they made decaf, and an hour later they made regular coffee. So why are you concerned that you just made the coffee, the machine, chametz then? Okay, so how can you even eat regular coffee?
It's cold or hot, Dad?
It's roasted. We're not talking about whether it's a real chashash. I'm talking assuming that it's a real, that the beans are considered chametzik. That's like, don't drink decaf. Okay, that's a possibility. Maybe it didn't become chametzik in the first place. But no, you're saying, no, yes, it is chametzik. If it's chametzik, then my roaster is chametzik also. Okay, what's the difference?
Yeah, that's the answer.
Okay.
The ethyl acetate does not hit the bean itself.
If it's cold,
there's lots to talk about whether that decaf is real. We're not going to talk about that. We're talking about believing that it's chametz and therefore it's a problem. So there's different answers for this question that I just answered you. One of the answers was Rabbi Cooper from Eretz Yisrael said. He was an Eretz Yisrael then. Rabbi Cooper said is, he said, this goes in a blue yetze. Because we take coffee beans and we put them into a roaster. The chametz that's there is belua in the coffee beans. The belia from an oilcha can't go into a kli beloy right there. That's what it is. It's a big roaster. They stick all these dry beans into a big roaster. They're belua with chametz. The ain't ha belua yetze make oilcha a kli beloy right there. The belua can't come out from the coffee bean into the roaster. The roaster is not chametz.
The roasting process.
Yeah.
Involves liquid because it pulls out.
No, no. The roast means without liquid.
No. If it pulls out the moisture. That means it's coming in contact with something. The
moisture
goes somewhere. No.
It's a bean.
It's a bean. But it's a bean.
No, it evaporates liquid out of it.
Imagine you put a pan in your oven and you put beans on a dry pan.
That's right.
You look inside, you're not going to see any roitem or anything.
There's no roitem. No. It's not. This is, you're not roasting. You're not boiling a steak that there's going to be juice over there. You're boiling a bean. There's nothing in there. Okay, I thought it was a good answer. That's a good reason to be someone, yes. There are other reasons, but that's a good reason, yes. Okay.
You stick with orange to brands.
What are you talking about? Does that doesn't do anything? Okay, fine, next. Okay, now.
Same place.
Another very common case where another common case is where we besame on able yotze is on your stovetop grates. Okay? Now, maybe for people today don't think of it like that, but because people today are very used to having milchigan fleshig stovetop grates. But for people who live in smaller,
what do you mean by that?
People are used to nowadays having separate grates.
I don't have that.
Okay, so I mean like a milk oven and a fleshig oven, but lots of people don't. Okay, here in Baruch Hashem, two people who still live the way they're supposed to. So we have the separate milk, they have the same one. And what's the reason why? It's because the stovetop grate only touches a pot. So if it only touches a pot, so it touches, say, a milk pot, then tomorrow it touches a fleshig pot, but the blade doesn't go, I mean, clearly, but right there. Okay? That's not what I'm going to tell you for the reason. Okay. But that's the main reason, the Mishpura says. And that's the question. So in Cain, why are we Simon Hamdat Lechatchil? Would you let somebody put milk and fleshig onto the same stovetop when if the Ramah says you shouldn't do it Lechatchila, So why would we let that? Okay? So I'm going to tell you four things. The first is, Ksav Seifer says, in his day they did the same thing, and they asked him that question. They said, then how come people make? So he said is, we only don't let bli go mikli l'kli when it goes from the milchiks to the fleishikli. Don't let the milchikli touch the fleishikli, or the treif touch the kasher. But over here, the milchik and fleishik pots never touch each other. The milchik pot touches the grate, and then the fleishik pot touches the grate. So there's an in-between. It goes from the milchik pot, it's touching the grate. The grate touching the fleishik pot.
It's treif.
It's not treif. It's ample, it's lechatchila. Don't let it touch. So here, they're not touching each other. The milchik and fleishik pots are never touching each other.
It's worse, because milchik and fleishik is treif, and fleishik is treif. How
does that answer the question?
Another question was that the
grade
is
trade. No, the grade is ambulance and clearly. It only becomes trade because it touches the milk.
The plumber would be consider this to be milk. Well,
yes.
Sure. Consider inflation also.
Right, so he said.
So it's trade. So what is
so
it?
So it's trade because.
So this is the
great,
so now I'm looking at
the
fleshing pot, which equals
trade. Oh, so you're saying, so lechatchila, yeah. No one said lechatchila to consider a trade. That's b'diyeva, to consider a trade. Lechatchila means don't do it. If you did it, it's perfectly fine. You shouldn't do lechatchila. So don't put the milk pot onto here. I put it onto, okay, so fine, it's power. And I put the fleshing pot, it's power also. He said, I shouldn't let the milk touch the fleshing, so the trade cut touch the kosher. What's it, 10 o'clock? I wasn't invited to a truck meeting. No idea. Okay. If I am, then I no one told me. Anyhow, okay, so one is that's Ksav Seifer says. Okay, he says there's nothing wrong with them touching an in-between thing. Okay? Then he says a second answer. Ksav Seifer says a second answer. He says is when you because the grate is always over the fire, therefore the grate gets kashered all the time. So when we say, and you shouldn't let kalim touch each other, you shouldn't let blue yurts mekli kli, that's over here, the grate always sits over the fire. So even if we can't point to a specific second when we say, now we technically met the rules of Hagolah or Liban Kal that we tried to do over here, he says, but it's always over the fire, yes, that's good enough, and that's considered kasher. Okay? This is a Ksav Seifer second answer. Okay? So, Ramosha brings this. He says he likes it. He said maybe it could be that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. The Mishnah Berurah says when the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Pesach, it says that for Pesach you should not use those grates. You have to kasher your grates from Chametz to Pesach. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says it is year round. Don't worry about this. He says because Enabul Yetsim Kli Lakli. He's after it. One is Enabul Yetsim Kli Lakli. So don't worry about that. It's Mutter Madin. And he says the second is the Mishnah Berurah says Tar Nisraf V'Halach Loi Kivin Shabukol Shalhi Ala Eish. So the Ramosh says, what the Ksav Seifer would be reading that to mean, if he didn't read the Mishmorah, but that we would be reading that to mean is that it gets kashered. When it sits on the fire, it gets kashered, and that's why during the year you could be Mako, for year round, for Pesach, or Machmir, and we say we have to kasher. Okay? So, just as an aside, before we move on, just talking about the Pesach side of it, is that the that is to say, for Pesach will be more Machmir, on Enablu Yetze, which might be a reason why, for those who say that on Pesach you should not only cover your counters, but you should kasher them also. Okay, covering the counters is mutter. The reason why covering your counters, okay, covering the chametzik counter is because Enablu Yetze, the bleer won't go out from the chametzik counter into your pot because it'd have to go through the cover. And the cover, so bleers can't get through from one to the other, blood rate. So even if something spills on your counter, bleer can't get from the counter into the cover that you put on top of it, because in a year, that's why covering something works. That could be a reason why you want to cash it first, is because we want to be machmir to say, for Pesach, that we should be machmir, we're more machmir l'chatchila in a year. Okay, that's a starting point. Okay, so that's what Rosh said. Rosh said, but you know, lav dafka, he walked out, he missed. Rosh said, lav dafka, is that what the Mishmur means? You can understand the Mishmur to mean also that the fire burns up the bliya. Okay, which is to say, it's not that the blea is absorbed into the grate, and we think the fire is going to kasher it, but that the fire is going to keep the blea from getting in the first place. Which is just like we had another thing a few dinim ago, which was that if you have a little bit of food spills, gets rolls from one pot to another pot. So we say if it's a small amount, the fire burns it up; it'll never be blea, because small amounts get burnt up by the fire. So Rambam says it could be that's what the Mishnah Berurah means, is that the fire being there means if anything ever spilled over the pot, or any bleach came out of the pot, it's a little bit would get burnt up by the fire. Okay, there are two versions of how to read what the Mishnah Berurah's second reason is. Okay, now, according to these, a difference, before we get to the last, okay, I'll say the last one, just to finish it up. Ramash says another thing is, he says, Lamaisa, and the subservient talks like this also, he says, Lamaisa is that for many people, ooh, those are not even, look at that. For many people, the purple is higher than the blue. It's not even. For many people, it's not realistic. What are you telling me? They shouldn't cook. They have to have only, use only one grid for milk and one grid for flakes. It's not lamaisa them to have switched it up. So theoretically, we would want to be makbid, but it's only the chatil, so shas is harat kedeved. So the person's stuck, that's what he has to do. So he's okay. It's okay if he uses the same grades of both. So except surface says, the people who are, more particular, they'll be careful to use separate ones. He says, but really, it's okay to be some on this. So now, to be samachan because the shas chab, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to cook without being able to use the same grades for both? So the difference between the first and the fourth and the second and third, one nafkamin is what about the space that's between the pots? Okay, the pots are on between the grates. The grates are over the fire. So the second or the third reason apply to the grates themselves because they're always on the fire. So either the fire kashers the grates or the fire protects the grates from becoming from bleeds getting into them. But what about if you have this space in between, the space on your stovetop between the grates? So if you put down a milchik pot and a fleshik pot, bleeds won't transit it because any bleeds are milchik kli. So are you allowed to do it lechatchila or you're not allowed to do it lechatchila? So let's say the first reason looks outside. He said is if it's indirect, if you use the same thing for both, put a milchik pot and a fleshik pot into the same place, that's okay. The whole issue was the whole lechatchila is just for the milchik and fleshik to touch each other. So then you could put in the space in between. Because it's still in a bouillon, so it's dry. You're putting a hot pot onto this milk pot now, and then a fleshy pot later, they're both going to into a place that's indirect. Then your milk is never touching fleshies. Milk is coming here and fleshies coming here separate. You'd be allowed to. According to the second and third reasons, that it needs fire over there. There's no fire there. There's no fire cashing in, and there's no fire burning up the bleas. Okay, and for sure the shas of pot, the shas of pot doesn't apply either. In that case, because, what's your shas of pot? So you put it somewhere else, or put something down, Okay, so that'll be enough nafkamina between these reasons. If you need the fire part of it, then it only helps with there's a fire, not if there's no fire. Okay? Now, a modern variation of what I just said to you is an induction cooktop. Okay, we've talked about it in the past, a long time ago. An induction cooktop is a cooktop that there's no heat on the cooktop. Okay, in a regular cooktop, in a regular stove, there's either a fire or an electric oil that makes it hot. And then you put your pot there, and that makes the food hot. Okay, and induction works through some kind of a magic, where there's a coil there. The coil, electricity flows through the coil, but it doesn't get hot. Okay, what happens is that only if you put a pot on it that's what's called ferromagnetic, and then a pot that would stick to a magnet, you put that kind of a pot there, that the electricity passes into the pot, and the pot becomes hot, and the main of the food becomes hot. Now, the stovetop gets a little warm because there's a hot pot sitting on top of it, but the etzim, there's no heat coming from underneath. There's electricity flowing from underneath that gets into the pot and magically makes the pot turn hot, and then it cooks the food, but there's no fire underneath it, okay? So when we talked about in the past, we talked about whether it's a shalot b'shlis roll. What happens if a guy puts food onto that fire? There's no fire. So is that considered bishul akum if a guy cooks on that food? Because there's a Rambam talks about bishul akum maybe only applies when there's a fire, and there's no fire in this case. There's nothing that's like a fire-ish type of thing. It has similarities. So we talked about at the same time with that. Another thing we talked about is about Shabbos. Are you allowed to take your food off this thing? Because as soon as you take it off, electricity, when you take the pot off this induction cooktop, the electricity stops flowing. Electricity only flows when there's a fire there, when there's a pot there. And we also talked about how and if you could kasher this surface because they tend to be glass. Okay, but today we're talking about is could use the same one for milchik and fleishik. Okay, so if you see like the kasef surfer, if you see the kasef surfer, that it's okay to use the same surface for milchik and fleishik. You just can't have one kli touch another kli right, that where one is the milchiks and one is the fleishiks, or the treif and the kosher, then over here you'd be allowed to. I put my milchik pot in it today, and I put my fleishik pot in it tomorrow, that's okay, because I'm never touching the milchiks till the fleishiks. Okay, but if you say you need a fire, the second and third reasons of the Mishnah, whichever one the Mishnah means that you need a fire, there's no fire here. There's no kashering or incinerating going on b'chol over here, just a hot pot sitting here. Okay, and the Shas of Takra mentioned, yes.
That sounds very impractical, anyway, because as soon as you got spillages, you got problems.
Because?
Yeah, I'm having an indirect contact reason. Something spills.
You're saying that as soon as something spills, then it became really milchiks or really fleishiks, you're saying. Uh-huh. So you're saying that it only helps, so to speak, once. But sooner or later, you're going to spill something out of your pot, at which point it's going to be really milchiks or fleishiks. That's an interesting point. I didn't think of that. Okay, that's an interesting point. Ramosha's Shas of Tak will still be true. When he says, like, what must I say, I'm stuck, you know? Again, even if something spills...
Again, if something spills, then it might
be... No, it's not true, because when something spills, now it's milchik. Okay, so what? So it's
a... They got a problem with the air.
No. So I have a milchik stovetop. So now, what's wrong with putting fleishik pot onto a milchik stovetop? It's inebriated. No bleed's going to come out of that stovetop into my fleishik pot, except for the chafila.
Except for something spills, now for the fleishik.
So if something would spill, I'd be up the creek. But if reverse says, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to cook there? So that would potentially apply. Now, there's an extra bonus here. Extra advantage over here is that the surface is glass. Okay, the surface is this flat surface. Underneath it are these magical coils that do their induction trip. So we have extra cool over here, which is that it's glass over here, from which we assume there's no pleas. We're only machmel chatchila to say that there's a plea in the glass. Meikar, we assume there's no plea in the glass. So if there's no plea in the glass, so it's not, it can't become treif. Who cares? It can't become milchiks and fleishiks.
You're saying you pass an alokha only so that we pass an...
B'tieved, there's no bleas in the glass. So when the whole thing is like a chil in the first place, to have bleas touching each other,
so the anvil yerzeh... You say b'tieved's okay?
Right. So even in Ramah, the document says even in case of Shas HaTak, you can be someone there's no bleas. So we're talking about a thing that's only us in the chil in the first place, to put the pot down there. The things are there's no right there, so I can put things on. So it's only a shayla v'lechatchila. Can I lechatchila do it? So you say it's only a shayla v'lechatchila anyhow. And we hold that's mutter. So that would be a possible reason to do that. There are people who avoid these kind of problems. They sort of defeat the purpose. They put down discs on it for the cooking. They sort of defeat the purpose of the induction cooktop. You know, they un-induction their cooktop. You know,
it doesn't work.
What do you mean?
It won't work. I mean.
No, they put their metal, you can buy metal discs that are basically, they make these discs for people who don't have pots that fit onto an induction stovetop. Uh-huh. You have a pot that is not ferromagnetic. So uh-huh. You put this disc down, it's ferromagnetic, it becomes hot and it heats up your pot.
Uh-huh.
So you have a milchik one and a fleishik one, you put the milchik down one.
So what's the problem?
Well, there's no problem except that you're defeating the purpose. You got the induction cooktop because you wanted to have this special feature. You just put the pot down and take it off, it's not hot anymore. The fire turns itself off, essentially. Here, you left the disc there. The disc is doing the whole thing, you know. But anyhow, let's say you moved into an apartment. So you were stuck with it. You didn't buy it. You had this thing there, you know. So you were stuck with it. So then there are people who do it. Okay.
But it's not every